This is a Discovery Channel podcast.
Well, this is Steve Radenball. He goes by Rad, correct?
Correct.
We're standing on the roof of a church in Pasadena, and you've been putting new roofs on new buildings for a long, long time.
Well, the company's been around since 1936. We've probably done 100,000 roof jobs in our history. And today, what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through a new roofing process. And you will experience a roofer firsthand, and you'll never forget this as long as you live.
I don't think I'm going to forget what's happened so far. Over there on the ledge, pulling up the chute, what was that all about?
You know, you don't have a helicopter, you don't have a crane, and the height of this building just makes it easier if you just pull it up by hand. And as you saw, you got six guys hanging onto this thing. One guy had a rope around him.
Yeah.
And boy, if that thing lets loose, that guy's off the roof. He's gone, he's history.
And if I let go of your leg, too.
And if you let go of my leg, you
know. I was there for you.
I was leaning over. There was a problem with pulling that chute up.
Yeah.
So every time you'd pull it, the chute would get stuck. So every job has its intricacies of what's taking place and what happens. They're all different.
Okay, so we're really early in the day right now, and the first step looks like you're getting this this gravel, this rock off of the roof. Why does that have to happen?
Well, you gotta remove the gravel to remove the roof. So they set it in piles, take it with a wheelbarrow down the chute. Truck set up below, and they go to the dump probably a couple times a day. But while you're doing those things, the men are laying down sheets, laying down tar, you know, so the whole operation keeps moving.
Because I got to say,
sits and stops.
I mean, it looks a bit chaotic, but what you're saying is that there's actually a plan to the whole process.
Absolutely.
Right now, everybody seems to be very busy with the exception of us.
Yes, so we better get to work and help them.
After you.
All right.
He attacks it. He attacks the chute. He addresses the ramp and then attacks the chute. It's good. What's the purpose of gravel up on a roof in the first place?
The rock protects the sheets, the felts, and the hot asphalt from the elements, mostly the sun.
Right.
If you leave this roof without any rock on it, it'll burn out prematurely.
So this is like sunscreen.
Exactly what
roof.
It is. Exactly what it is.
Oh, boy.
Ew. Hey, wide legs.
Wide legs?
Yes.
Huh, that's a good tip.
Wide legs.
Man, it'd be a bad thing to let the wheelbarrow go, wouldn't it?
Yes, and there's people down there that could get hurt.
Well, you know, it's every man for himself in the roofing business, Rad.
When everybody's falling or things are falling, it's every man for himself. You're right. The less you fill the wheelbarrow up, the easier it is.
Yeah, but the less you fill it up, the more trips you gotta make.
Well, you know, safety may be a little bit better concern than how full the wheelbarrow is. It's just rock.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You gotta attack that chute because it can come back on you.
Yeah.
Good job.
So why specifically is the roof on this church being replaced?
They have several leaks. When you go up on a roof, typically the sheets split. The expansion and contraction over the 15, 20 years just tears the roof apart, and it just seems, you know, they just wear out. They can't take it.
As we watch this guy dig further down through the layers, I mean, it's interesting. Explain to me how a roof is configured and what materials come into play.
This happens to be a built-up roof system where you'll have a base sheet, hot asphalt, ply sheet, hot asphalt, another ply sheet, hot asphalt, and in this case, they'll embed the rock into the hot asphalt.
If I'm following you right, that's six or seven layers of stuff.
Correct.
So all the layers you're talking about need to come up around these pipes, around this air conditioning unit, whatever it is.
Correct. All these areas right here have to be torn off carefully because you're going to ruin your cant strips.
Okay.
Now, if you notice, you're running into your insulation, so you have to be careful not to damage it.
This is insulation
here?
Correct.
So if you damage it, we're replacing it.
Gotcha. So is that too deep?
That's too deep.
What looked like an all-out assault is actually a surgical procedure.
Yeah, you have to go at the right angle because these will dig in and pull this up.
Right, but it's tricky because all those layers with the tar get fused together, and like you say, it really becomes, what are really six layers wind up becoming?
One.
Ostensibly one
right.
Sheet. Well, it's a game of millimeters, isn't it?
And these guys, you know, they do it all day long. They're experts. They do it right. We've messed it up.
Yeah. Well, that's what I do. That's the value add you get with me on the job. It really does stick in there.
Yeah, it sticks.
Crap.
Now, how long were you working on that thing?
I don't know, a minute?
I'm sorry, you'd be fired.
Fired?
This should be all gone, done, and out of here.
Man, I am slowing things down in a big way. But I'm learning so much.
Well, you're learning what you want to do and what you don't want to do.
Well, that's half of it, isn't it? Holy crap, Brad. You got a winner here.
Yeah.
What is asphalt exactly? I mean, if you break down the word by syllables, it's kind of off-putting.
It's a byproduct of oil.
It's a petroleum-based thing.
Ass. Fault.
And fault.
It's your ass and it's your fault.
See, there's a very negative word, no matter how you look at it. It's your fault, my ass is up here. And why isn't everybody kicking back and taking a break in this heat?
Well, certain jobs you pay by the square, which is 100 square feet. And the more they produce, the more money they make.
That's a 10 by 10.
10 by 10 area.
All right. And I mean, if you get it done in 8 hours versus get it done in 12 hours, you're basically getting paid the same.
Absolutely. So it's a good system. It just doesn't work on all applications.
Right.
And here today, it's going to work fine.
That's why I don't see anybody standing around talking, except for that guy.
So we got to get this stuff out of here, get the rolls loaded, and get this thing started.
You take five.
Okay.
Take a break. You're all working too hard. 10 squares, paid by the square. Chop, chop. Man, I hope that made it down. So this is one unholy-looking device to have parked in front of a church.
Yeah, this is pretty nasty.
What is it?
This is a kettle. You put your asphalt in there, heats it up to around 450 degrees, and it pumps the asphalt up to the roof.
That is one smelly, smelly device.
It's an issue.
Yeah. This can't be good. So, we got an axe, a kettle full of hot tar, and a church. Want to have an inquisition?
And you got a mop. So we're heating that mop up, but the asphalt up there won't heat it up.
Okay. Now, we got to get a lot of this asphalt, I guess, what, up through that pipe?
Yes, all this asphalt will be pumped up through the pipe.
So I'm going to be over here swinging an axe.
Right.
And dropping the hunks of asphalt into the bubbling car,
correct,
thereby creating more asphalt.
You set it in there. You don't drop it because it'll splash.
And it's what,
450, 500 degrees. You're looking at asphalt. You're looking at oil product.
This is a hunk of black petroleum.
Exactly.
Man.
This is the bottom of the barrel when they finish refining it.
This is what's left over.
This is what's left over. Everything gets used.
Hey, hey, hey.
Now you got to hit it hard and bust that in half. You gotta hit it hard.
Black, viscous jello.
You gotta hit it hard.
What a stupid way to die, in the middle of the street with an axe, busting up petroleum products.
So far, we'd torn up the old roof and chopped up and melted down chunks of oil byproducts for the new one. Unfortunately, on this job, those were the easy parts.
All right, Rad, I've got a couple of buckets here, which I'm guessing go about like that.
All right, turn them this way.
All right. Oh, I see. That rope is attached to the
pump.
And the pump's on the kettle.
Correct.
And the kettle's going to start sending up gallons of this bubbling hot tar.
Correct.
Through this galvanized steel pipe and into this piece of high-tech cardboard.
You're right. The most critical thing is knowing when to shut this thing down so it doesn't fly all over us.
I'm
going to help you.
Let me translate. Rad will be doing it for me.
You ready?
I don't blame you. Go ahead.
Spin it. Get it up higher. Bring it down that line. Spin it, spin it. As you come down that line, perfect. You're doing it wrong, but that's okay.
Of course I'm doing it wrong. When I said hello, I told you all I knew about hot tar roofing.
Okay, that's plenty. You went over the line again. Pick it up. Take your mop along that line.
Yep.
Make a square.
Okay. All right. Constantly with the cutting and the shaping, customizing to fit all the existing protrusions. Yeah, these guys have done this before.
Very tough, very tough. But you see what it takes.
I see.
I mean, it's dirty, it's tough.
Man, I don't know what you pay these guys, but I'll tell you what, they earn it.
Absolutely.
Every nickel.
Absolutely.
So the goal here is to get the entire roof papered, tarred, paper tarred, paper tarred, essentially.
Correct.
But that roof over there, they're already at that point. So that's what, the rocking phase?
Correct. We're gonna rock it in.
What exactly is in those bags?
Rock.
All right, so we're gonna take rock via conveyor belt.
Up to the roof.
It's about 1:30 in the afternoon. It's about as hot as hot gets.
It's hot.
And the hottest part of this inherently hot job is about to get a little hotter.
It's gonna get a little hotter.
Great. Now, what's the best place for me? You wanna see me down here being miserable loading or up there being miserable catching?
We gotta be up here loading, and then we can move up to the top and do a little catching.
Spread the misery around.
Yeah, that's right, baby.
Fantastic.
Set it down.
I'd hate for that to fall on anybody.
Uh-oh, see? Trouble.
Oh, man.
It's gonna grab it, grab it! That's all right, forget it.
Rookie mistake.
We need two leggers.
It's always better to hold the outside of the ladder, right?
Yes, sir.
Why is that?
So you never let go of the ladder.
Right. It's
when
like
you
a
grab
like a
rung
banister.
By rung, you let go of it.
Right.
Feel your feet?
I'm stuck to the roof, yeah.
Yeah, they're staging the rock, so when they're hotting in, they're able to grab the bags and roll with them.
So the drill is, rock goes down, spread out even.
Correct.
Tar goes on.
No, tar goes on. Hot asphalt goes down, rock gets embedded into it.
And then no more tar on top of that?
No more tar on top of that. That's it. Right. You're done. This roof is finished. But why don't you watch a couple times?
Yeah, I think I will.
Get hurt. You got to keep that hot going because it's got to embed into the rock. The rock's got to embed in it, so you got to keep it thick. It's not like a ply sheet.
Right.
You keep dipping and mopping, dipping and mopping.
What you're telling me is more hot.
More hot.
See why you're the boss now.
Dip it, dip it, dip it. Get that mop going, let's go. More hot, dip it again.
I just tarred my toes. Now I'm gonna have webbed feet. Great.
A lot of hot, a lot of hot. Good job, good job.
You know what, I would welcome a nice third degree burn right about now.
You don't wanna even go there.
Go there. I live there. There is not one easy job in the world of hot tar roofing. That poor guy's been lugging these 5 or 10 gallon containers of what they call hot.
Fives.
He keeps dumping it into this bucket. Then Mr. Wonderful over there keeps yelling at me to spread more of it around, and merrily we roll along. It's like one big happy family without the joy. No mas. I'll shovel. You spread. No more hot.
Okay, grab
I'll give
shovel.
This a try. Now you would think putting rock down on this would just be a matter of shoveling and chucking, but there's a real technique. He makes it look absolutely casual. You know, like he's just spreading rock. But I'm telling you, it's harder than it looks.
Very hard. He's finessing it. You're dumping it, he's finessing it.
That's the difference. He's a finesser, I'm a dumper.
He's a professional.
Well, Rat, if I had any energy or any brain power left, I'd do a nice little recap right now. But since I can't remember everything, put this thing in a nutshell for me.
All right. This morning, we tore off. We laid down base sheet. We laid down ply sheet.
Yeah.
And we rocked in.
Didn't I also take an axe and smash up some petroleum products?
That you did.
Didn't I also carry some buckets of bubbling tar from roof to roof?
That's true, but that's all in the process of what we did today.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't hallucinating.
Okay.
Because I think I am right now.
Well, after this, some people do hallucinate a little bit.
You got a dirty job.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm glad I could share it with you.